7:20 on a Tuesday morning, a night to unite morning. Be sure to get out there and do some uniting in your neighborhood today. It's a good thing. Joining us now at our studios is Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman. Matt, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Jeff. Good morning. Happy to see you today.
Yeah, you had a special meeting last night. We had talked about this last couple of times.
Correct.
That you're in. And that it was all about facilities. We've talked about the high school and some of the physical needs of the building and just the whole facilities. Last night, that was the only thing on the agenda. Why don't you kind of just start off by setting the stage about what the school is looking to do or not to do or make a decision on?
Yeah, so I won't bury the lead, Jeff. Okay. So we had a robust couple of hour discussion last night, you know, about continuing the discussion about the high school facility. And what's really clear, Jeff, is that first of all, the community just needs to be so proud of our Board of Education. They are so engaged, and they ask the right questions, and they wrestle with these very difficult issues like what is the right direction for Northfield High School in terms of the facility. You know, that facility is more than 50 years old. It's had several different additions. We know that it does need to be modernized. We know that there are some there's some equipment and some other kinds of infrastructure things that our needs are there in the next few years. But these are really difficult questions. It's not just about what to do. It's about when to ask the community to help us with it. And so what we discussed and came to some consensus on last night is that we need some more time. So we were discussing the facility issue so we had a pathway to a potential referendum in November if needed for the high school. And what's clear is that we aren't going to be able to come to consensus on what the right next move is within that time frame that you need to use to put a question on the ballot in November for some high school modernization. So the board, in their wisdom, decided that we're calling it pump the brakes on the discussion a bit so we can have some more time to do some discussion so that we can explore a number of different options that we would consider as we move forward. Couple of items that we'll do in that time frame where we have some additional time for discussion. As you know, we've had task forces, we've had listening sessions, so we've got a lot of feedback from the community so far. But what we really need to do is a handful of additional things to really bring what a proposal would be into the right fit for the community. So the board did create some consensus around contracting with a group called Morris Leatherman for a randomized stratified sample survey of district voters so that we can judge what their opinions are on the current high school facility and what kind of tax tolerance do they have so that we can understand how much is the community really thinking about willing to be in to invest in that building. It would also give us some time to also create a separate community feedback process where community members could tell us their questions or their concerns, you know, about the direction that we're going with the high school, which is really a combination, most likely, of renovating and or reimagining the building. And I can explain that either today or in the coming weeks. We'll also be working on conducting some focus groups around career technical education. And so we know that one important piece of facility is how does it prepare people for the workforce? And that's an area of our facility that we are very lucky to have quality space for now. But career technical education is modernizing, and the vision of that is really expanding beyond what we would typically think. And so we're going to conduct some focus groups about what should career technical education be in Northfield. As you know, we're a special place, so it may not be the exact same as other districts. And finally, it would also give us some additional time to collaborate with other governmental agencies and key business partners to determine if we can have a true public-private financial partnership looking at our athletic facilities. So the board has spent the most of their time talking about the infrastructure of the facility, the needed maintenance for the building, and the academic components of it. But they also understand that our athletic facilities are something that do need to have a look at, and that there are some other governmental agencies who have expressed an interest and some business partners who have expressed an interest in potentially coming together in a partnership for a different vision of athletic facilities in Northfield. So the key messages, Jeff, are we're going to pump the brakes on any November bond election and then spend some time doing that. We are going to have a question on the ballot in November, it appears. The board gave us some direction. We do have something, you probably remember this, Jeff. In 2011, we last passed our capital projects levy. So the district currently has a $750,000 per year capital projects levy on the books. It provides for things like capital projects. That's why they call it the capital projects levy. But it allows us to do things like update parking lots, do tuck pointing, some small roof kinds of projects, other kind of smaller capital projects. It allows us to purchase equipment that we need to maintain the facility, or equipment for students, science equipment, career technical education equipment, technology. And it also allows us to make sure that the materials that students have are up to date. We are going to look at expanding that, so renewing and expanding that, so that we are able to do some general fund budget relief, Jeff. There's one very narrow group of employees that we can use capital funding to pay their salaries. It's our six technology department staff members. We have a very small technology department. If you think about it, we have six people for around 600 employees and over 4,000 easily, well, even more than that, over 4,200 devices. So we're very lean. We currently pay those salaries mostly out of our general fund budget. By expanding the operating the capital projects levy, the law allows us to pay those technicians their salary and benefits out of capital. So we'd use the capital projects levy to help provide some general fund budget relief. And as you know, we need that general fund budget relief because as good of stewards as we have been and as generous as the community has been, the state of Minnesota has not kept up. And so yet again, the voters of Northfield are going to have to be asked to step forward to help us with our operating budget, because with over a $9 billion surplus, they couldn't provide any general fund budget relief for schools.
A lot of questions.
Yes, you got
a lot of questions.
Hopefully that was clear, Jeff.
Why don't we start off by saying what you're going to ask for a capital levy increase. How much is that going to be? Has that been decided at this point?
So what we're projecting, our recommendation is that we take the $750,000 per year operating capital projects levy, and expand it to $1.5 million. So, Jeff, for a $300,000 homeowner in Northfield, if your home was valued at $300,000, that would mean a $61 per year tax increase. So one time, it would go up once and it would stay at, it's a $61 tax increase. So very economical, you know, comparatively to a lot of other things. And yet it does provide a lot of relief for the school system.
Let's go back to the facilities now, and we're going to have more on that capital levy, sure, as it approaches. That's going to be a topic of conversation. But you mentioned one of the things about a reimagining of the high school and the facilities that you have right now. How large a scope are we reimagining? Are you covering like every scenario with that, from a new building all the way down to just redoing some windows?
So if people want to take a look at the website in the school board packet for last night's meeting, there's my report, which really highlights two pathways to consider modernizing Northfield High School. The first pathway is something that I'm dubbing to be renew, renovate, and reinvest. And that's what you would really consider to be a more in-place kind of renovation. So it would be, again, the potential of a several questions so voters could have a choice on this in the future. So you could have things like HVAC systems, windows, lighting, classroom and laboratory improvements for science and technology and engineering, family consumer science, a potential future ag program, furniture. One of the things that we've learned that really has the most impact on classroom instruction from a facility's perspective is the furniture that you choose. And so that could include some furniture. A second question could further update classroom spaces and could create that more flexible learning environment that you and I have talked about a number of times. In that kind of renovation, solid renovation phase, the way you create that kind of flexible space is you strategically remove a few classrooms to be able to create some greater space outside of academic areas for students to be able to collaborate, to work together, really to simulate what they will do in the work world in a lot of ways. And then, of course, the athletic facilities could be an additional question beyond that. That's really what we would call the pathway number one: renew, renovate, and reinvest. The second pathway that the board is still considering, which is why we need some additional time, I'm calling it renew, reinvest, and reimagine. And so what that would do is it would create on the same site, leveraging significant portions of the existing building, but constructing a new multi-story, that could be two or three stories, academic house and student commons or cafeteria space. It would integrate it into the existing building, but it would also then We would also demolish parts of the existing building. Some of the oldest parts where the most maintenance would be needed. So for people who think of the H-Wing, that's, you know, probably it's the original plant of the building. So in that, again, reimagine would be more of a new academic house, demolishing some strategic parts of the building while leveraging things like the wonderful gymnasium and the auditorium, the media center, and some of the other newer spaces within the facility. And then again, you'd be looking at additional questions around athletics potentially. Mm-hmm. So these are the two pathways that the board is still considering. And so that's why we just need some more time. They're being so thoughtful and considerate of wanting to paint a really positive and bright vision for that location, that site, leveraging a building that we have taken care of and is structurally sound in many different ways, but also understanding that we have to balance this piece about having the vision and giving a world-class facility for our students to learn in, and at the same time being responsible to the people who pay the bills.
Yeah, and handed to the school board. Yeah, I agree with them that take some time, do some surveys, see what people have, what the voters would like, and what kind of appetite they have for paying for that. So that they're putting that off for the meantime. Another thing I wanted to talk about was you mentioned technical instruction. I think... I'm of a certain age where I think, oh, that's shop class, but
right.
It's gone really far beyond that in this day and age. So are we talking about technical training for those who may not want the traditional collegiate path after school, get them prepared for more of, I don't know if it's blue collar, because there's, do we still wear collars at all anymore? But is that what we're talking about? Do I have the right image?
So for you and for folks listening, that's what our traditional mindset is, right? And so it's yes, and I think when we think about career and technical education, it means something different in every community. So in some communities, that's really a manufacturing, you know, kind of mindset. That's not Northfield, right? Northfield, we don't have a large industrial base that's rooted in manufacturing. We have some of it, but we don't have that kind of industry here compared to others. So our question as part of some focus groups is, what does that mean? We have heard loud and clear from people that they would like to see us do more with agriculture education. And if you think so, it makes just so much sense in Northfield to consider that as we move forward, because it's really the great marriage of our farming community as well as advanced scientific techniques and concepts. And so it's a perfect concept to consider in Northfield. We could also be thinking of other things. We are sitting in a space where you do career technical education, Jeff, because you and Lance have done an excellent job of involving our students in learning broadcasting skills. Broadcasting skills is a career technical education pathway. In Northfield, we have a rich food service and culinary environment. We have some outstanding medical facilities, which is also a career technical pathway. If you go to the hospital, you know there's a lot of people who are very technical beyond the doctors and nurses who are providing services. So what does career technical education mean in Northfield? We have a mindset, and I think that that mindset probably is the mindset that's across society, but we have to focus in on what are the career technical opportunities that could exist here in Northfield, and how should the building reflect that? Is it in the building? Is it continuing to send people out into the community to be able to learn those skills in the workplace? And so that reimagining of career technical education that we're going to do through some focus groups can inform the building project. It won't necessarily decide it, but it's going to give some information and inform us about what are the kinds of modern facilities that we need to be able to support students on those paths.
And I also want to ask you about the hockey arena.
Of course, absolutely.
Everybody knows we've been well documented. Northfield, if we want to continue playing hockey in town, we really need a new arena. That is just obsolete, to say the least. But the city wants to do that. We've had a referendum that was not passed a few years ago. We have a buyer for the current arena. There's some revenue there and probably some private funding as well. Okay, I can see why the everybody wants the school district to be involved with that. But what's in it for the school district? I'm struggling with that. What were the things that the school board members talked about that, and how it pertains to the school board?
So I think that, first, as we said, it is highly unusual in the state of Minnesota right now for a school district to own and operate an ice arena. It's not completely, you know, out of the question. There are a handful of school districts that I can think of who do that. Typically, we know Proctor, for example. There's a handful of other communities throughout the state, but it's not the norm. It's the exception to the rule, as I said last week. This is a dilemma. The ICE in Northfield is a dilemma, and we're going to try to create a conversation around it beyond just ICE and talk more about athletics in general, because our athletic space, including the ICE arena, are behind what many of our competing communities have for their families. So I will tell you from a practical perspective why I have a concern as the superintendent about the worst case scenario, which would be the potential loss of ICE in our community. So we have roughly, I'm going to say, around 80 high school students who participate in varsity or JV hockey. That's an estimate, Jeff. Of course, there are scores more who play hockey as in the youth programs, not technically officially a school program, but of course, most of those kids come to our school. Jeff, hockey is a passionate sport, as you well know, and it's really part of Minnesota's culture and our fiber. And so if we were to have the worst case scenario where we didn't have ICE, right, I fully expect that at least half, if not more, of those students would leave our school district and go to another school district that does offer that varsity sport. And we've talked about the declining enrollment that the school district is facing. That would only exacerbate it. We're really playing catch-up. The birth rates are lower. That's part of the reason our kindergarten classes are so much smaller than our graduating classes. And I just got a report last week from a local realtor who provides me information about the current market. In our entire school district right now, Jeff, there are 32, as of last Thursday on Crazy Days, there were 32 homes available for sale in the Northfield School District. Not just in the city, in the entire school district. Over half of them are priced above $500,000. So we are a destination community. People want to move here for the schools, and yet we don't have a quality housing inventory for them. We have a lower birth rate. We're seeing lower kindergarten classes versus our graduating senior classes. And here's another case where we potentially could see losing dozens of students. And so however we find the solution, whomever is the owner, we need to come together as a community to think about how do we solve this dilemma that we face. I'm not going to forecast who's going to own what, but the school district does have some convening power. And it isn't just ICE. We also know that we need some work in terms of our indoor court sports. We know we need some thought around our ball fields. We know that there's a burgeoning indoor tennis and pickleball community. How can we think larger with that in conjunction with, not in combination with, but in conjunction with the reimagining or the renovating of Northfield High School?
Interesting stuff. Thank you very much. That does illuminate some of the issues that I was not aware of as far as the new hockey goes and the future of the schools and education here. We're out of time.
As always,
but thank you so much.
It's my
been
pleasure.
Very
thank
enlightening,
you for the time.
And we will talk to you again in a week or two.
Yep, you bet. Take
All
care.
All right. Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman.